Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. Broadcasting live today from the Binks Forest Golf Club in Wellington. And we are, of course, in the middle of our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And the third and final topic, Patrick, also has to do with Tiger Woods. Interesting how Tiger always gets into like most of our topics of Inside the Ropes, because he is the best player in the world and he deserves it. He's not even playing this week at Riviera, and he is fully entrenched in our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment. But topic number three, Jack Nicklaus a couple weeks ago came out and said he wouldn't put it past Tiger to win the Grand Slam this year. He said it's a pretty lofty goal, but if anyone can do it, it's Tiger Woods. And that's news enough, but really the newsworthiness that I took from this story, more so than Jack really thinks Tiger could win the Grand Slam, because, you know, Jack also thinks Tiger, when it's all said and done, will have 10 green jackets, because he said Tiger will probably win as many Masters as me and Arnold combined. Jack won 6, Arnold won 4. I don't know if I'd put it past Tiger to win 10 Masters. He's won 4 so far. He'll probably play for another 15 years competitively. But here's the meat of this story that struck me the most. Nicklaus never won more than two of the four Grand Slam events in 1 year. His best years were 1972 and 1975. You know, Tiger's already had a year in 2000 when he won 3 of the 4 slams. Nicklaus never had a year where he won 3. His best years were 2 Grand Slams. In 72, he won the Masters and then the U.S. Open at Pebble, and he came to the British Open at Muirfield needing to finish off, of course, the Open and the PGA Championship. Jack finished second to Trevino by a stroke in the Open Championship at Muirfield, which, of course, is a place that he did win an Open Championship eventually. And then in 1975, Jack won the Masters and the PGA Championship, so he kind of sandwiched his season. He tied for 7th at the U.S. Open, and he missed the playoff by 2 strokes at the British Open. So in 72, he won the Masters and the U.S. Open. In 75, he won the Masters and the PGA. But Jack never had a season where he won 3 of the 4 Grand Slams, and obviously never won all 4. Are you surprised by that?
I'm surprised to some extent, because we consider Jack the best golfer of all time, and until, I think, until Tiger passes his major win total, which he will, and then Tiger will be the best player of all time. But I don't forget, Russ, only 2 guys have won 3, and that's Ben Hogan and Tiger. So it is hard to do. I will say that 1 year you mentioned, 72, Jack won the PGA, which they played at now JDM, which used to be the PGA, in late 71. They played it like in the wintertime. So in a weird way, he had the 71 PGA, the 72 Masters and U.S. Open. So you could sort of say he had 3 in 1 year. You know, technically not correct, but he did.
He held the trophy.
He did. It's sort of like the Tiger, right, half the Tiger, 3/4 of the Tiger Slam. But anyway, the thing about Jack that amazed me more than the fact that he didn't win the 3 in 1 year is that even with that said, Russ, there was like a 5-year period where I've looked at Nicklaus's major records a lot. There's like a 5-year period there where he didn't finish out of the top 5 in the majors, like for 5 years in a row. I mean, now Tiger comes close to that, but that's a staggering statistic, especially in my belief that there weren't as many good players, like from 1 to 100, that there are today, but there was a group of about 10 players that I think were better than the top 10 today. In other words, I think Jack had to constantly battle like Lee Trevino, Tom Watson, Arnold Palmer. There was a group of about 10 players during his era that had won majors and knew how to, you know, at least compete with him. Whereas today, I don't think Tiger has those 10 guys. He's got 100 guys that are decent, but not 10 guys that are really, really good. And that, to me, sets Nicklaus apart a little bit from Tiger in that he had to beat, you know, 10 guys that were really able to compete with him. And I don't think Tiger has that.
I agree. And you know, maybe unfortunately, because maybe, you know, Tiger might be better than, it's hard to imagine that he'd be better than it already is, but he keeps getting better year after year. Maybe he'd be even that much more great a golfer if he had somebody pushing him consistently. Like, and Jack had 2 waves of it. You know, Jack came along and Arnold Palmer and Gary Player were older than him, and he was pushed by them, and he pushed them. And then later on in his career, guys like Johnny Miller and Tom Watson came along, and they pushed him as younger players than him. So he had it on both ends. I don't know that Tiger's ever had it on either end.
No, yeah, that's and that was the point of our second thing. I don't think anybody 30 and younger, I don't think anybody
break
is going to be able to face Tiger and beat him. The only guys that have a shot are Phil Mickelson. Even DJ's getting too old, I think. And Els, I've already said this, is done. And Retief, I think, is probably done. Who is out there that's a little bit older than Tiger besides Phil and younger? I don't see anybody younger right now.
And Phil's really only taken down Tiger once. When they've gone head-to-head,
that's what I mean.
Only once, last year at the Deutsche Bank. And Tiger's taken down Phil head-to-head probably five or six times. I can think of twice at Doral in back-to-back years. You know, they were paired together on Sunday in 05, and they were paired together on Saturday, third round in 06, and Phil melted both times. Not melted, necessarily. He only lost to Tiger by a stroke in the 05 four championship at Doral. But Saturday of 06, he just fell apart.
Tiger is competing against himself. He's competing against Tiger of 2000. He's competing against Tiger of 97. He's competing against Tiger of 2004. He's competing against himself. That's his main competition. And I know we're way off over our time, Russ.
Yeah.
But aside from the Grand Slam, which I think he could do at some point, the thing I'd really like Tiger to see before he gets much older, to see if he could actually do this, is win 11 in a row. I do think
Byron
he could
Nelson's,
do it, and I think that is the most impressive record in sports, and I think Tiger could actually do it if he wanted to. I don't know if it's on his radar like the slams are.
He's done six twice. He's come more than halfway there twice, back in 2000, and then again a couple years ago. 11, that's tough. Already on record as saying Tiger this year will win three of the four majors. He'll win the Masters. He'll win the U.S. Open at Torrey, and then it's a toss-up whether he wins the British at Royal Birkdale or the PGA at Oakland Hills in Detroit, Michigan. All right, that's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Rope segment, as we do each and every week here on the Golf Exchange, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, and it is, of course, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Have you ever watched a golf tournament on TV and wondered how you do on a course the pros play? It can happen at PGA National Resort and Spa in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. You can play the PGA Tour's third toughest course, a wonderfully fiendish layout designed by Jack Nicklaus that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. The Arnold Palmer design course and the three other courses are just as devilish, making PGA National Florida's premier golf resort destination. Five world-class tracks, four of them on site there, just west of the Turnpike on PGA Boulevard, and the Fifth Estates course just south on North Lake. PGA National has just been renovated also, so everything from the entry to the pool and the lobby with its brand-new restaurant and the hip I-Bar. I was at the I-Bar grand opening a couple of weeks ago, Pat, and that place is awesome. It's time to experience the legend of PGA National in person and not just on TV. You can play the same track that the pros play on television, and you can find out then really how good you are, or conversely, how bad you are. But for a customized tune-up and tee-off golf package that includes lessons and golf on the course with an instructor, that's pretty cool. You get lessons, and then you get to play a round of golf with the instructor following you. So he can see actually what
how
goes wrong
you
with
are.
You. Yeah, yeah. He can see, you know, because obviously practical application is really more important in this world than, you know, ideology. So, you know, he can see what you do on the range, but that's kind of idealistic. When you get out there and you apply it during a round, that's really when whatever
the rubber meets the road, so to speak.
Exactly. That's when your real kinks in your swing come out, more so than on the range. That's why they say you can't bring Ranger Rick on the course, because, you know, on the range, there's nothing mental that's blocking you. But on the course, all the mental stuff starts getting in your head. Go to PGAResort.com for more information, or you can call 877-742-6285. It's your tune-up and tee-off golf package with lessons and golf on the course with your instructor. Go to PGAResort.com, or you can call 877-742-6285. And speaking of golf instructors, Martin Hall, Director of Golf Instruction at IBIS.